Bibles with me, turn them over to the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth. You say, Pastor, now I know why you said I won't go back. Amen. Ruth, I won't go back. Ruth chapter number one. Ruth chapter number one. She is the topic of today's sermon. Ruth chapter number one. I'm going to have you read with me responsively. That means that we're going to read the odd verse starting in the verse number one. I'll read the even verses by myself, and then we will conclude at verse number seven. Ruth, you got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and then Ruth. Amen. If you know the Bible song that the children sing, it'll be easy to find. If you don't know that, it's right after the books of Moses and the Judges, and you'll find it. Amen. Everybody have the book of Ruth, say amen. Any omies? Amen. All right. Okay, well, as we go down throughout this, Pastor White has been deemed the temperature gauger, and so if it gets hot, we're going to turn the AC on, because as of right now, there's nothing on. So if you see folks perishing, Kenny, you go ahead and turn that AC on. But we're in verse number one. We're going to read responsibly again. I read the odds, and you're going to read the odds with me, and I'll read the evens. Here we go, verse number one. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. You've got the book of Ruth here. It occurs during the period of the judges, according to verse number one, and details the story of Ruth, who is a Moabite, who finds her way to trust the true God of Israel. This is one of the two books named after a lady, Esther being the other one, but out of those two, Ruth was not Jewish. This book is a beautiful illustration of how anyone can find their way to the true God and how he rewards faithfulness. In other words, anybody can be saved. Today, we're going to major on the theme of I won't go back. Ruth had many opportunities to go back to her old life and her old lifestyle, but after being enlightened of and by the true God of Israel, she was resolved, I won't go back. I won't go back to Moab. Throughout your life and my life, you and I will be challenged to go back to the way things used to be. Go back to Moab, if you would, back to the status quo, back to the old life, back to the old gods, back to the old friends, back to the old loves, back to the old entertainments. Perhaps back to the old ways and the old habits, maybe perhaps back to the old places or the old language we used to use, maybe even back to the old flames. And I could go on and on. You and I must be resolved to say with Ruth, I won't go back when I'm tempted to go back. Now, Father, bless in this message this morning. Lord, this is something that I know that has happened in many, many, many Christians' lives down through the ages. It's nothing new to Ruth. It's nothing new to us. But we will be frequently encouraged to go back to what we used to do. Old friends may encourage us. Old foes may encourage us. Lord, people that we are friends with may encourage us. Lord, even godly people sometimes may encourage us to go back. Lord, help us to be resolved in our minds that no matter what happens, we won't go back. We won't go back to Moab. There's nothing there for us. Lord, I do pray if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl here today without Jesus Christ, they've never been born again. If they were to die, they're not sure that heaven is their home, that God, that they would definitely not go back. But once being enlightened of the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for our sins. Lord, once being enlightened by that truth, they will never go back to their old ways, but they will go forward to salvation. They may be born again, Lord, repenting of their sins, turning from sin and turning to the Savior. Be gloriously born again today. Lord, I do pray for a Christian that maybe is considering, contemplating going back, what they used to do. And God, they would not go back, but they would go forward and doing that which is pleasing in thy sight. Lord, may we glean a blessing from your work today. Lord, may we, like Ruth, be resolved to say, I won't go back. I can't go back to Moab. There's nothing there for me. Speak to each heart today, Lord. Visit them where they live. Holy Spirit, have liberty. Fill me and give me what I need to say, that I may speak thus saith the Lord. Lord, that people will be changed today for the glory of God. And Jesus, you might be glorified above all. Thank you so much. Again, we lift up Gloria to you, Lord. You would intervene on her behalf and do what is right and what is best for her and her family. Thank you for loving us. Bless now in the sermon. Bless in the song as well. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Mrs. Dawson has our special this morning.
If you never
Amen. Thank you, honey. Settled at the cross. Amen. Sometimes we will have those silent times when we don't hear anything from heaven. Amen. And we definitely need to know that it's been settled at the cross. Amen. Jesus said it well. I love you. And I'm glad that he does. Well, let me see, just by a show of hands, how many have ever read the book of Ruth? Hey, so everybody's familiar with it. Praise God. All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that we all are familiar with it because we're not going to go through the entire book. Amen. We're pretty much going to just stay right here in chapter number one and deal with the principle of I won't go back. Give you some of the little background here. The times are the period of the judges, as you find there in verse number one. So that would be the time when there was no king in Israel. Everybody did that which was right in their own eyes. And this is the time frame that they find themselves leaving down from Judah, Bethlehem, Judah, down to Moab. And then you notice not just a period of time, but the people that they are in verse number two. It's Elimelech. He's the husband. Then you've got Naomi. She's the wife. Mahlon and Chilion are the children that actually come from Bethlehem, Judah, down to Moab. Then down in verse 3, you find the passing of Elimelech, Naomi's husband. He dies there, and it's just her and her two sons. Verse number four, you see now the people that they married. These boys took two wives. One took Orpah, the other took Ruth, and they stayed there about 10 years. Normally when you sojourn, normally it's not supposed to be so long, but they stayed 10 years. Then you come down here to verse number five, and we see the passing of the boys. Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, the Bible says. The woman was left of her two sons and her husband. So she goes from Bethlehem, Judah, and she goes down to Moab just for a short time. Supposedly her husband dies, and then those boys take two Moabite wives, Orpah and Ruth. Amen. I'm not saying Oprah. So I know some of y'all think I'm saying Oprah. That's not Oprah. It's Orpah. Amen. And so they take these wives and they stay there about 10 years. And then the boys die. And she's left without her husband or her boys. And then you come down here in verse number 6 and 7. She begins to hear about how God is blessing back down in her hometown and her home country. And so she begins to part to go back down to the land of Judah. Notice what it says in verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. I want you to notice that she arose with her daughters-in-law. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, which was Moab, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. So you find her going down here, and then you find her husband dying, and then her boys marry, and then they die, and then she's got these girls, and she says, you know what, they're blessing back down there. We came down here because there was a famine, and now we're going back home. Now, by the way, they shouldn't have went down to Moab in the first place, but they did. Amen. And so now they're going back here and they're traveling down on the road. Somewhere between verse number 7 and verse number 8, Naomi had a change of heart about taking Orpah and Ruth along with her. Say, preacher, why would you say that? Notice the references to turning back starting in verse number 8. Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, what's that word? Return. Notice down in verse number 10. And they said unto her, surely we will what? Return with thee. Notice verse number 11. And Naomi said what? Turn again. Notice down in verse number 12. Turn again, my daughters. Notice down there in verse number 15. They lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave to her. Amen. That was not the verse that I wanted to read. It is verse 15. And she said in verse 15, behold, thy sister-in-law is what? Gone back unto her people, unto her gods. And what is that word? Return. Then notice verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to what? Return from following after thee. So somewhere along the line, Naomi had a change of heart, and now she's encouraging these two girls, Ruth and Orpah, to return and go back to Moab. Let me tell you today, things that are not good for us, we need to say with a resolution, I won't go back to those things. I won't go back to Moab. I had to say, I won't go back to alcohol. I won't go back to cursing. I won't go back to smoking. I won't go back to drugs. I won't go back to other wicked things in my past. I had to put up some signs in my own heart and in my own life that said, danger, keep out, heart attack, subject if you go this way. I had to put some signs up that said, a wrong way, do not enter. I had to put some signs up that said, no trespassing, violators will be prosecuted. I had to put some signs up in my mind, in my heart that said, you know what? Prosecutors will face Smith and Wesson. Amen. I had to put some roadblocks up in my mind, in my heart, once I left some things that I knew weren't good for me so that I wouldn't go back. I'm sure Ruth had some roadblocks in our mind, in our heart. She had been involved in Moab's false gods and a false religion all of her life. She had a chance to meet Naomi, Elimelech, Mahlon, and Chilion, and somehow they gave her the light of the gospel of the Old Testament God called Jehovah. And as backslidden as they were, they must not have been much of a light, but I tell you what, even a dim light is something in the darkness. They got a hold of that thing called Jehovah's God and Jehovah's religion, and they began to put that on Orpah and Ruth. And Ruth got a taste of that, and Ruth said, you know what, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I won't go back to those old ways. I'm not going back to those old days. I can't go back. Some of us today may need to say, I won't go back to my old lifestyle, my old way of doing things. Even as a Christian, my old non-attendance at Sunday school, my non-attendance in the a.m. morning service, my non-attendance in the evening and Wednesdays, my non-attendance at men's and ladies' fellowships, my non-attendance at soul winning. You know what? Once I've tasted the light and seen that it's good, I'm not going back. And maybe some of us need to say, I'm not going back. You know, some of us need to just start going forward. Some just need to start going forward and stop looking back. You may not be going back, but maybe you're looking back. What am I saying here? Ruth said in her heart, obviously, I got a glimpse of the true God, the true way. And I believe she said in her heart, I won't go back to those old gods. I won't go back to those old ways. When I've got the God and I've got the way, I'm not going back. And I believe somebody needs to say, I'm not going back. I believe we all need to say, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Hey, folks, if it were not for what God did in my life, I'd still be back in Moab with my filth, with my foolishness, with my foul mouth, with my liquor, and with my drugs, and with my alcohol, and with my other sins. If it were not for the grace of God, I'd still be back in Moab. And my friends, so would you. And so would you. I want to preach to you today a message I've entitled, I Won't Go Back. I can't go back. And I believe that's what Ruth said in her heart after being exposed to Jehovah God. She said, you know what? I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'd be a fool if I went back. I was just talking to somebody recently, and they said, you know what? I really enjoyed your church. They said, you still sing out of a hymn book in this modern society. They said, you know what? I really enjoyed your church. You still preach the King James Bible. Amen. They said, I enjoy it. You still preach up in your face type of preaching, confrontational. A lot of people don't like that. Preacher, get out my face. Well, I'll get out your face if you get in the Word. I'm in your face because you won't get in the Word. Amen. Amen, amen or old me. Say, preachers, it won't going to be one of those type of messages. Depends on where you live. If you're down in Moab, it's going to be one of those type of messages. Now, if you out of Moab, it ain't going to be one of those type of messages, amen? All depends on where you live. I believe Ruth thought in her heart, first of all, I won't go back, even though the people of God encouraged me to go back. Even though the people of God encouraged me to go back. Some people will say, go back to your mother's house. Notice verse 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. Hey, now I don't know about you, when people say go back to your mother's house, a mother's house, last time I checked, was still in Moab. Mother's house is still amongst the false gods.
A mother's house is still down with a false religion. Mother's house is still that away, and you told me Bethlehem, Judah is that away. Last time I checked, I don't think I want to go back there. I don't know about you, but when I was in my mother's house, I wasn't saved. I did a lot of sin and a lot of foolishness. Can I get an amen? Now maybe you were saved in your mother's house, but I wasn't. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I wasn't raised in a Christian environment. All I knew was sin. I saw sin. I did sin. And I don't want to go back to sin. Amen. Amen. Her mother's house was still in Moab. I don't want to go back to those things. How about you? I'm sure Ruth did too. She said, you know what? I wasn't saved back then. I didn't know Jehovah God back then. But I'm not going back there. You know what? Going back home is like telling Lot to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, Lot, why don't you go back to Sodom? Even though it's going to be destroyed. You know, going back to Ruth was like telling Israel to go back to Egypt after they come out of the Exodus. It's that bad. You might as well just return back to Sodom. You might as well return back to Egypt. Might as well just go on back. It's like telling your baby after they've been potty trained, well, just go ahead and do it in your diapers. Live in some filth. Live in some soil. Live in some dirt. Live in some sin. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go back to Moab. In my mother's house, there was some sin going on there. Hey, she didn't tell me how to get saved. Am I speaking bad about my mother? I'm just speaking the truth. I wasn't saved. And so I will not go back to that type of a lifestyle. I don't know about you. But after I've come out of some bad habits, I don't want to go back once I've been saved. Just to think about going back to sin. Romans 6:1 says it this way. What shall we then say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? God forbid. Hey, if you come out of Moab and you're on your way to Bethlehem, Judah, why in the world would you want to go back? What did Ruth say? I believe she said in her heart, I won't go back even though the people of God encouraged me to go back. Naomi had light. Naomi knew the Jehovah God of Israel. And Naomi is telling her, an unsaved person, to go back to your old lifestyle. Come on now. Come on now, Christian. Do you tell people to go back to their old lifestyle? Well, it's okay. You can go back there. It ain't going to hurt nobody. It didn't help nobody either. I can't go back to childish things I used to do. I can't go back to unproductive things of the past. I'm not going back to folly. I'm not going back to foolishness. I'm not going back to immorality. I'm not going back to immodesty. Why? That's all back in my mother's house. That's what I had. Well, I believe some people say go back to your mother's house. She said, hey, how about going back to your husband's house? Notice verse number 9. The Lord grant that she may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Say, well, if you don't want to go to your mother's house, then go to your father's house. Well, you know, the problem with that, it's in Moab too. They're both in Moab. Matter of fact, they're close in proximity. They both serve the same God. They both serve the same type of situations. They have the same type of filth, the same type of foolishness. I'm not going back there either. Amen. I can't go back. My husband's house is still in Moab. The shocking thing about this, I believe they're ill-meaning people. There could be well-meaning people as well. Ill-meaning people may want you to go back so that they can look good. What am I saying? As they were walking down the road, here's Ruth, here's Orpah, and I believe they started going back down the road. And we're, you know, Bethlehem, Judah's that way, Moab is that way. And I believe somewhere along the line, Naomi started thinking, I don't have any husband to represent me at home. That's a male-dominated society. I believe she took a few more steps and I don't have no boys to represent me at home. That's a male-dominated society. And I believe she kept walking down. Hey, not only do I not have a husband to represent me, and not only do I have two boys to represent me, I got two Moabite girls that are heathens coming with me. What are people going to think about me if I show up with these girls? No husband, no sons. And I'm showing up with two heathen daughters from Moab that was cursed way back when. Those were the same girls that Lot had an incestuous relationship with his daughters. And one was named Ammon and one was named Moab. Those are the same ones that would not treat Israel kind and was after Israel all the time. And so God put a curse on them. The same ones. And can you imagine her trounceling into Jerusalem with these two girls? With no husband? With no sons? And I'm bringing them into Israel? And I believe somewhere along the line, Naomi had a change of heart. She said, I don't think this is such a good idea. I don't think this is a good idea at all. Perhaps if I can persuade them to go back. If I can persuade them to go back, I can look good then. I might actually get me a husband. But who going to marry me with two Moabite girls they got to take care of? Who in their right mind is going to take me and take them too? It ain't going to happen. So why don't y'all just go ahead and stay home? Stay in Moab. Go on back to Moab. Go on back down there. Let me convince you, it's better in Moab. It is never better in an unsaved condition. Amen. Hey, you may have a hard life being saved, but guess what? You don't have to worry about hell. Amen. Hey, you may have every hound of hell on your body and on your presence and thwarting your plan, but guess what? You are not going to hell. This is the worst you'll ever see. It is never better unsaved. Perish the thought when people say, it was better for me when I was unsaved. Ooh, you got wrong thinking, sir. You got wrong thinking, ma'am. It was better for me when I was unsaved. I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this. Why? Because it's all bad for you. It's out of Moab. It's out of Moab. I believe somewhere along the line, she started thinking about this thing. And, you know, people are going to look at me strange if I go back. And so some people have ill-meaning plans. There are ill meanings behind what they do. But then others have well-meaning plans. They think, well, you know what? If you go down there, you know, it's going to be tough for you. And, you know, that you don't know the God down there. It's going to be some pain. It's going to be some hurt down there. You know, it's going to be a tough road if you go down there. So let me save you the pain now. Don't go. There's sacrifices. You can't eat ham sandwiches down there. You know, you can't do a whole lot of things down there. You really don't want to go. So maybe it's better to stay. I believe there's some ill-meaning people and some well-meaning people trying to convince you not to go to Bethlehem, Judah, not to go forward, encouraging you to go back. Some want to do it to make themselves look good. Others seemingly to protect you. Yes, you and I can minister to people and try to help them out, save them a little bit of pain. But sometimes in saving them pain in our ministry, we end up misdirecting them. And we end up by default telling them to go back to where they came from just because it's going to be hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Jesus said it was going to be hard. He said, if you're not willing to take up your cross, you're not worthy of me. Now, we're not worthy anyway. Last time I checked, it's not my job to take care of someone's hurt and pain. That's God's job. The last time I checked, it was God's way. Amen. It is not my job to protect someone from further hurt and further pain, but that is God's job. That is God's way. He said in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him for what he careth for you. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I am not to play God in your life, and you're not to play God in my life, nor are you to play God in anybody else's life. And nor are you to tell them not to go down to Moab just because it's going to be tough. Not because you want to look good. Hey, he said, I won't go back. Why don't you go on back, Ruth? Why don't you go on back? Well, I believe Ruth thought, even though some people encouraged me to go back, I'm not going to my mother's house. I'm not going to my husband's house. But then second of all, I believe Ruth thought this. I won't go back even though the people of God discouraged me from going forward. Hey, you may not tell them to go back, but you tell them, slow down, son. You really don't want to jump into three services right off the bat. You don't want to go Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, right off the bat. You really don't want to do that. You don't want to start going to Bible study so quick. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You really don't want to start going soul winning yet. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You know, you really don't want to start tithing right now. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You know, you don't want to start giving the missions right now. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I'd hold off a little bit. Hold on, Millie. Hey. You don't encourage them to go back, but you don't encourage them to go forward either. Discourage them. Notice what she says down here. First thing she said in discouraging from going forward, I'm not pregnant. Notice she said on verse 10. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? She said, I'm not pregnant. I don't have anybody for you. Turn again, my daughters, verse 12. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them? She said, I'm not pregnant and I'm past the age anyway. And if you had the way, they'd be preschool kids. Would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes. That the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. She said, you know what? I'm not pregnant. I'm past the age. If I had children, they would be preschoolers. And would you wait that long? I believe she thought, I'm going forward to faithfulness and fullness. I don't care what you say, Naomi. You cannot discourage me from going forward. I got a taste of the true God. My husband is gone. My father-in-law is gone. And if I lose you, that's all the light I've got. I'm not going back. Already don't have a husband. That was light. He's gone. Already don't have a father-in-law. That was light. He's gone. And now you want me to go away too? It's not going to happen. I'm not going away from that light. I'm not going back. I refuse to go back. You cannot persuade me. You cannot discourage me. You cannot dissuade me. I'm going. I believe some of us need to say that today. I don't care what you say. You're not going to stop me from coming to Shining Light Baptist Church. I don't care what you say. You're not going to stop me from tithing. I don't care what you say. You're not going to stop me from coming to men's devotion. I don't care what you say. You're not going to stop me from coming to ladies' meetings. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care where you go. I'm staying. I'm staying. You can go, but I'm staying. I'm staying. She lost it all, but this light that Naomi had was the last that she saw. She said, I can't go back. You're the only light that I've got. I can't go back. I'll tell you something, Christian, some things may happen that may make us want to go back this year. Yes, we may have some losses in life, but that's still no reason to go back to Moab. Some will even discourage you from going forward like Naomi's doing here, saying it's too tough and it's too rough. Hey, Ruth, you lost your spouse. Hey, Ruth, you lost your father-in-law. You may have loss of health. You may have loss of wealth if you follow me. Hey, and I believe Ruth says something like this. That may be true, but I cannot lose God. I cannot lose God. I can lose a whole lot of things, but God is one that I can't lose, and I refuse to lose by going back. I'm going on. I can lose a whole lot, but I can't lose God. God ain't lost one of his yet, and I don't think he's going to start with me. I believe she said, you know what, I can't go back because I cannot lose. Some will discourage us from going forward. Still, Ruth, I believe, thought in her heart, I won't go back. I believe, thirdly, I believe Ruth thought, I won't go back even though other people go back. Notice verse number 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, notice this, behold, thy sister-in-law is what? Gone back. I believe Ruth thought, hey, I won't go back even though other people go back. She may be my sister-in-law, but I'm not going back. Orpah finally gave in. Thy sister is gone back. Let me ask you a question. What will it take for you to go back? What will it take for you to go back? If you lost a spouse, you lost an in-law, if you lost your job, if you lost a child, what would it take for you to go back? You lost all your wealth? If you lost all your health, what would it take for you to go back? It was better when I was unsaved. I'm going back. What would it take for you to go back? Hey, my friend, you look over the past 5 years of Shining Light's history, many people have gone back for many different reasons. Some valid, others not. Many people have gone back. What is it going to take for you to go back? And let me tell you, friend, when you take your eyes off of the God of Israel, when you take your eyes off of Jesus Christ, it is easy for you to go back. When you're not looking at him who is, it's easy for you to go back. When you're looking at people, especially when they discourage you from going forward, when they encourage you to go back, it's easy for you to go back. It's easy. It's easy. It's all too easy. Jesus told us to watch out when considering going back. He said three words. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. He said, when you're considering going back, she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. Orpah was perhaps looking back and longing for Moab. Maybe she was lingering on that trail. And maybe finally she said, you know what? I'm going to follow what you said. You encouraged me to go back. You discouraged me from going forward. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to what I know. I'm going to go back to those gods. I'm going to go back to that way. I'm going to go back to that people. I'm going to go back that way. Tell you something, when you go back, it's never, never, never good. Perhaps her heart was never into going in the first place. How many times you see two people make a profession of faith at the same time? One goes forward, one goes back. Two people call themselves getting saved at the same exact time. Maybe it's a husband and a wife. The wife goes forward, the husband goes back. Or maybe the husband goes forward and the wife goes back. Maybe they come as a family and two of the children come forward. Two of the children go back. Maybe the husband goes forward with the sons and the wife goes back. And vice versa. What am I saying? Hey, somebody can go back at any given time. Their heart's not in it. Their heart's not in it. Their heart's not in it. What am I saying? Be careful what you tell others. You may try to encourage them, but in the process end up discouraging and causing them to go back. Like two professions of faith, one false and one true, won't take much to turn back. Don't worry about her, folks. She's got narcolepsy, so she falls asleep. So don't. I know the kids are snickering. She's snoring in church. If you had narcolepsy, you'd do more than that. Amen. And so don't worry about her. She's fine. She's fine. He says, is somebody going to wake her up? No, she'll wake up on her own. It's okay. She has narcolepsy. If you don't know what that is, you can fall asleep just like that, like some of y'all do when you hear preaching. I rest my case. All right. Naomi said, thy sister-in-law has gone back. But look where she went according to verse 15. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back unto her people. She went back to false people of hope. They're still in Moab. It says, and she went back unto her gods. She's gone back to her people and her gods. Her people are false people of hope. They can't help her out. Her God is a false potential of help. He can't help her out. They're still in Moab. Ruth said, I've been there. I've done that. I'm not going back to false people. I'm not going back to false potential. They cannot help me. Let me tell you something. You and I are going to be challenged this year to go back. Be challenged to go back to the way things used to be, back to the status quo, back to the old life, back to the old ways. Hey, your old friend's going to encourage you. Are they going to be some well-meaning people tell you you don't really want to go forward just yet? You want to hold on a little bit. You don't want to get baptized so quick. Hey, you don't want to get saved right now. Hey, you don't want to start giving right now. You don't want to go soul winning right now. You want to go back. Some are going to be well-meaning. Some are going to be ill-meaning. So they can point the finger at you and say, look, they don't do what I do. They used to go, but look at them now. But did you encourage him to go forward? Things that were not good for us, we need to say with resolution, I won't go back. I can't go back. I'm not going back to the days of non-tithing. I'm not going back to the days of non-giving. I'm not going back to the days of non-sacrificing. I'm not going back to the days of non-faith promise giving. I'm not going back to the days of non-forgiving. I won't go back after going forward. I've gone forward to being kind. How can I be unlovely to those who God told me to be lovely to? I'm going back to not going back to unsupporting the house of God. I'm going to support the house of God. I'm not going back to not supporting pastor and his leadership. I'm going forward to support pastor and his leadership. I'm not going back to those things. I'm going forward. I can't go back. I can't go back. We sang the song, I've decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. I've decided to follow Jesus. I wonder how many have really decided to follow Jesus. Or just following the crowd. I've decided I won't go back, Ruth thought. Number four, I believe Ruth thought I won't go back even though the way may be unknown. Notice down in verse 16, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. Notice what she says, for whither thou goest, I will go. I believe Ruth thought in her heart, I won't go back even though the way may be unknown where I go, or whither thou goest. She said, wherever you go, I'm going. In other words, the way may be unknown to me. I may not know where I'm going, but I'm going and I won't go back. I can't go back. She never had been to Israel. She had never been down there. She had never been down that way before. Her whole life was spent in Moab, as far as we know. And she said, you know what? I don't care where I'm going. I know I'm not going back. And I don't care where you're going. I know I'm not going back. And where you go is where I'm going. Where God leads, that's where I'm going. She said, I won't go back, even though it may be unknown where I will go. The will of God may take you to places unknown where you've never been before. Still, you must not go back. Hey, folks, when I woke up yesterday morning, I didn't know the will of God was going to take me to a hospital to go visit a church member who may not be living. I didn't know that. But you know, when I signed up, I said, Lord, wherever you take me, that's where I'm going. Wherever it is, Lord. It did not sit my heart well to see somebody laid up that I know and that I love, that I've pastored, knowing that they may not live, and then to talk to their children. It didn't sit well in my heart. I didn't like seeing that, especially when I know I got to preach. I said, God, you're sovereign. You're in control. Why did this happen? I don't know, but I know wherever he takes me, that's where I'm going. And I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to go there today. I didn't want to go see that. But you know what? Ruth said, you know what? It may be unknown where I'm going, but I'm going. Hey, you don't know what's going to befall you tomorrow. But are you in it for the long haul? Or are you only a fair-weathered fan, ready to go back at Moab at any sense of ruffling of the feathers? Well, look, they went back. Yeah, Orpah went back, but was Orpah really a child of God? Was she really saved? Now, I'm not trying to say that everybody leaves this church is unsaved, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it at all. I'm just saying that people quit for different reasons. But in Orpah's case, Orpah went back to her people and her gods. That shows me right there she didn't serve the God of Israel. She was not a believer. She was in for convenience. Yes, the road is easy. The road is smooth. And yes, I lost my father-in-law. Well, that's okay. I still got my husband. Now my husband died. Well, that's okay. I still got Naomi. And Naomi says, go back. Well, you know, going back ain't such a bad idea. Yeah, my mother's house is there. My husband's house is back there. Yeah, I can go back to this. Yeah, I guess I can go back to these things. Yeah, it ain't such a see ya. Didn't take long. How long does it take you to go back? How long does it take? Well, I believe she said, you know what? The way may be unknown where I go, but I'm still going to go. I believe she said this. It may be unknown where I stay, but I'm still going to go. Notice what she says down in the rest of verse 16. She says, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. She said, you know what? I don't know where I'm going to stay. The will of God may take me to lodge in places unknown. We may have little comfort in our lives, or little conveniences, or little closets, or little clothes, or little currency. But guess what? She said, it's unknown where I will lodge, but the will of God is better in this direction than out of the will of God in that direction. I'm not going back. I don't care what luxuries I had back there. What kind of life did I have back there? I'm going forward. I may not know where I'm going. I may not know where I'm going to lodge, but guess what? I'm going. I'm going. I believe she said something else as well, not just the way may be unknown where I go, and it may be unknown where I stay. I believe she said, you know what? I'm not going to go back even though the saints may be unknown. She said, thy people shall be my people. Thy people shall be my people. The people may be unknown, she said. Their language may be unknown. Their customs may be unknown. Their backgrounds may be unknown. But I'm going. I don't know anything about their background. I don't know about their language. I don't know a whole lot about them. But hear me now. I believe she said this. Their opinions of me may be unknown. They don't like Moabites, but that's not going to stop me from going. Can I get an amen? Amen. They may not like me, but guess what? I'm still going. Remember, my dad told me, I went down to a church that had that was predominantly white, and my dad told me, boy, they don't want you down there. I said, I don't care what they want. I want to serve God, and I'm going. Boy, they don't want us down there. I said, I don't care. I said, if they don't want me there, they're not right with God. Simple as that. They don't want me. Just because my skin is dark and they peel the skin off, we are the same exact blood color. Can I get amen? Amen. I said, so if they don't want me, they are wrong with God. Amen. Hey, she said, I'm going down there. I don't care what your people are like. Your people are going to be my people. She said, I don't care what their opinions of me. They may be unknown. Hear me now, their feelings toward me may be unknown. I don't know how they're going to feel about me being a Moabitess. Their treatment of me may be unknown. I don't know how they're going to treat me when I get there. Their affections of me may be unknown. She said, I don't know how they're going to feel toward me, but I'm going. I'm not going back. I know how they treated me already. I know how they affected me already. Hey, I know these people down here already, and they did me no good at all. They didn't give me light. They didn't give me Jehovah. They didn't give me worship. They didn't give me any of that. It's all false. I'm going forward. I believe she said, you know what? I'm not going back, even though the way may be unknown where I go. It may be unknown where I stay. The saints may be unknown. She said, the Savior may be unknown. His requirements of me. He said, thy God's going to be my God. The requirements from the Savior may be unknown, what he's going to have me to do. Remember, Paul said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? He said, go down there and be told you what you're going to do. He said, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to show him what suffering he's going to do for my great name's sake. He's going to talk to kings. He's going to do this and do that. But guess what? He's going to suffer. She said, I don't know any of that, but I know this. Your God's going to be my God. Your people's going to be my people. Where you lodge, I'm going to lodge. Where you go, I'm going. I don't know what's going to be there. It's all unknown to me, so I won't go back. The requirements for my Savior may be unknown, what he would have me to do. Like I said, I didn't know that I was going to have to wake up this morning and go to the hospital. It was unknown. But guess what? To the hospital I went. I got the call late last night. I don't like getting calls like that. But guess what? When I signed up, I said, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. You know, it's so easy to go back. It's so easy to turn back, especially when you see others turning back. I believe she said, you know what? I'm not going back, even though the sacrifice may be unknown. Notice what it says down there in verse number 17. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. She said, you know what? If you die, I'm going to die. You know, the sacrifice may be unknown. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The sacrifice I may have to make may be unknown. The will of God may cause me to sacrifice something that I love, or maybe my own life. Many missionaries have gone to the field and died on that same field at the cost of Christ, at the call of Christ, because they committed themselves to Christ. And they said, you know what? If I die on the mission field, so be it. So be it. At least she said the sacrifices are unknown, but I'm still going. So I believe Ruth said, I won't go back to false gods. I won't go back to false hope. I won't go back to false potential. Notice what she says down there in verses 16 and 17 again. Let's read it all together. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. She said, I'm going. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it costs. I'm not going back where I came from. I'm going forward. I don't care the cost, even down to my life. I don't care what they think about me. I don't care about their affections towards me. I don't care how they treat me down there. I'm going down there. Yes, I'm from Moab, and I'm going down there. I know how we are. I know we're cursed, but guess what? I'm going. That's somebody going against all odds. Against all odds. Sometimes we wake up with a sniffle. Well, I can't go to church today. I won't go to church. Oh, I stubbed my big toe. What's wrong with the other nine? Ruth is a picture of strong resolve. Ruth may have thought, my spouse is gone, my father-in-law is gone, my mother-in-law wants me gone, but I can't go back to false hopes. I cannot go back to false helps. I will not go back to where I used to be. I can't go back. I must go forward. Let me tell you something, Christian. When everything seems to be going against you, and when you're trying to move forward for God, and everything seems to be saying go back, and you're tempted to go back, don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go back. It's so easy. Now, I'm not talking about a major going back. I'm talking about subtle going back. Now, Orpah was a major going back. I mean, she parted. I mean, they left, and I'm sure they saw her disappear over the horizons. And they saw that was a big go back. But let me tell you how it started with Orpah. Slowly and subtly in her heart. Remember, she started off together with him. And I believe the further she got away from Moab, and the more she heard Naomi talk, the more she kept looking. And the more she kept lingering, the more she kept saying, little by little. You leave off your devotions in the morning. You leave off reading the word of God in the morning. You leave off praying in the morning and you start letting other filth come in. You let other garbage come in. You let other communications come in. You start looking at bad television and listening to bad music and start going to places you ought not go, places you used to go, things you used to listen to. And friends, you're on the road to damage. I don't care who you are. You're not immune to it. And Orpah, the further she got away getting away from Moab, I think her heart was yearning for it, just like Lot's wife. And instead of turning into a pillar of salt, she went back to the slop. She went right back to it. You better be careful. When everything seems to be going against you, it's so easy to turn. It's so easy to go back. When you and I resolve not to go back, we can shut the mouths of those who would encourage us to go back, those who would discourage us from going forward, of those that will want to protect us from going back and do go back. We can get protected against people that do go back and carry us through the unknowns of going forward. Notice verse 18. When she saw, this is Naomi, that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. You know what? In a nutshell, Naomi shut up. Naomi shut up. Orpah's already gone. I tried to convince you to go, and you ain't having it. You're going to die with me. Zip her. Zip it. That's how it's got to be. That's how it's got to be. You and I have got to be so resolved to say, well, I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what you do to me. I don't care how you treat me. I don't care. You are not running me away from my church. You're not running me away from my God. You're not running me away from my worship. You're not running me away from the things that I love. You are not going to do it. You're not going to do it. When you and I are that resolved, we'll shut people's mouths up. They will shut up quick, quick, quick. Why? Ruth said, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I made up my mind a long time ago. The only thing that's going to cause me to go is death. I don't care what it is. Nothing's going to cause me to go. Say, preacher, that's a bold statement. I've stood to it these past 26 years. Nothing's going to cause me to go. Oh, preacher, you left Belgium. Uncle Sam got me out of Belgium. You left Bethel. God got me out of Bethel to plant this church. Hey, I will go at God's call, and that's it. Well, they said they were going at God's call, too, but where'd they go? Back to other people's gods? Where'd they go? Old gods, where'd they go? Now, I'm not saying that applies to everybody. But I am saying it applies to some people. I say, preacher, we don't like these type of messages. I know we don't. But you know, in verse 18, we see the blessings of standing and not going back. As a result of not going back and being resolved to go forward despite all the unknowns, God blessed Ruth. Go to chapter 4 with me. Notice chapter 4, notice verse number 13. Ruth ended up marrying a guy by the name of Boaz, divinely orchestrated by God because she was resolved not to go back. And it said, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Come down to verse 17. The women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there's a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. Now, it's not actually wasn't Naomi, but it was actually Ruth. He is the father of Jesse, the father of who? David. So David is in the lineage of Ruth, a Moabite girl who was not even a Jew. Notice verse 22. And Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. And you and I both know that Jesus Christ is called the Son of David. And so, because this girl said, I'm resolved not to go back. I won't go back. I can't go back. And even though being encouraged to go back, and even being discouraged from going forward, and even seeing others go back, and even saying, you know what? I can't go back. I don't care where I'm going to live. I don't care where I'm going to sleep. I don't care where I'm going to go. I don't care where I'm going to die. I'm going. Because she said that, she fell right in the plan of God and married Boaz. And she is in the lineage of David, which is in the lineage of Christ. See, good things happen when you say, I don't go back. Good things happen when you say, I won't go back. My question to you today is, are you saved? Have you gone this far, but you're still not saved? And friend, you need to be saved. Anything that you go back to is just where you're at right now if you're not saved. And you need to be saved. Are you saved? Having gone forward, taking a God at his word, did you go forward or did you turn back like Orpah? You started off good and somewhere you fell off the wagon. You might not be saved. Maybe that's why you went back. Maybe that's why you fell off. Maybe you're not saved. She went back to her same God. She went back to those same people. Are you doing the same things today that you did back then? You might not be saved. Are you going to the same places that you did back then? Are you listening to the same things? Are you watching the same things that you might not be saved? I didn't say you weren't. I said you might not be. You might be saved like Lot living in Sodom. You might be like that. But more times than not, the person is not saved because their heart's not right with God. Are you coming out of Moab? Coming out of the heathen people, the unsaved, to go to God? Then don't turn back. Go to God. Go all the way. Don't go halfway. Don't say, well, I'm almost saved. There's no such thing as almost saved. If you're almost saved, you're lost. Well, I came out of Moab. Hey, you can come out of Moab, but if you don't go into the promised land, guess what? You ain't home. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. See, you may have stopped going to Moab. You may not be doing what the Moabites do. You may not be listening to that God, but if you're not listening to this God, you're still listening to another God, which is not the God of Israel, which is not Jesus Christ, my friend. My job is to warn you. Are you saved? You need to repent of your sins. Change your mind. Change your heart. Change your direction. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Say, preacher, why? As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of those same sins is death. That's an eternal separation from God. And friend, God does not want that for you. That's back in Moab. That's back in those other gods. That's down with those other people. That's where Ruth came out of. And that's where Orpah went right back to. My Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Where are you at today? Have you gone back down to Moab after leaving? If you've done that and you're saved, repent. Get out of Moab. Are you listening to what other people are saying? Get out of Moab. Are you letting someone discourage you from going forward? Get out of Moab. Are you letting someone encourage you to go back? Get out of Moab. Get out of Moab. Get out. Don't go back. And say like the hymn writer, though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No looking around. Now, I don't know where you're at today, but I can tell you this, that the devil is still trying to encourage people to go back. The devil is still trying to make people's minds up for them that don't have their minds made up already. The devil is still trying to say, well, you know what? You don't have to go back to Moab, but just don't go forward for God. You know what? I'm not encouraging you to go back, but I'm not encouraging you to go forward either. Let me ask you this. What are you doing for God? Are you faithful to God? If not, maybe you're going back to Moab. Are you doing what God has told you to do? Maybe you're going back to Moab. Are you where you ought to be? Maybe you're going back to Moab. Are you as faithful in your tithing? Maybe you're going back to Moab. Are you faithful in your soul winning? Maybe you're going back to Moab. Are you faithful in forgiving? Maybe you're going back to Moab. Are you listening to discouraging talk? Maybe, just maybe, you're going back to Moab. Are you letting someone take you from your steadfastness? Maybe, just maybe, you're going to Moab. Are you going and looking at others who have gone back? Just maybe you're thinking about going to Moab. If you don't keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ and him high and lifted up, my friend, you're subject to fall. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in light of his glory and grace. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, I want to pray for you. Raise your hand, say, preacher, I don't know if I died right now, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? I want to pray for you. I'm not going to pick you out, but I do want to pray for you. Here today, you don't know Jesus Christ. If you died right now, you're not sure that heaven is your home. You say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure that heaven is my home. Would you pray for me? Man, woman, boy, or girl, all across this room. Maybe you might say, you know what, preacher? I've been looking at going back. I'm not going back yet, but pray for me so I can have strength not to go back. Thinking about it, but I'm not going back. Pray for me, preacher. Just be honest with God. Amen. I see one hand. Maybe there's a couple more. Maybe you join. Just be honest before God. If it's true, then own up to it. Pray for me, preacher. I've been thinking about going back. I'm not gone yet, but I'm thinking about it. Maybe you need to get that thing right with God today. Someone saying, you know, I'm without Jesus Christ today, preacher. I need to be saved. Pray for me. Amen. I see that hand. You may put it down. Father, you see the hands, Lord, but more importantly, you see the hearts. Lord, you know those are like Ruth, and you know those are like Orpah. You know, those that said, I won't go back. You know, those that are planning on going back and contemplating going back like Orpah. And God, it's not about this church. It's about Jesus Christ. And it's about serving the risen Savior. It was never about Jerusalem, but it was all about Jehovah God. Lord, Ruth went because of God, because of you. Orpah went because of her gods and her people. Lord, help us to discern where we're at and where we need to go. Lord, help us to be firmly resolved to say with Ruth, I won't go back. Bless now this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet, heads bowed and eyes are closed, no one looking around. Maybe God spoke in your heart. Maybe you need to move today. Maybe as the music plays, you need to come down to an old-fashioned altar. Maybe you know somebody that's gone back. You need to pray for them. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around. Jesus, maybe you need to say, hey, Lord, I'm going to pray for that Orpah in my life. Maybe you're going to encourage that Ruth in your life. Maybe you're going to pray for that one that's lost an Elimelech in their life. That one that's lost a Mahlon and a Chilion. And it's hard for them to decide anymore. Maybe you just need to go forward. I told you what I had to do. I had to put some road signs in my mind, some road signs in my heart that said, do not enter, wrong way, no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted. Guarded by Smith & Wesson. I had to put these in my heart. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to smoke it. I'm not going to chew it. I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to think it. I had to put some signs up. When those thoughts came, I had to say, you know what? We're not going back there again. All to Jesus I surrender. Where are you at today? Don't put it off. Say, I won't go back. Make your mind up. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everybody's left this church. It's in the wrong. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying there are some people that have gone back and they didn't have to go back. They didn't need to go back. They weren't meant to go back. And they went. I am saying that God is giving us a good illustration of what happens when we don't go back. When we stay the course. When we go the long haul. Orpah is a good example of not being surrendered totally in her heart to Jehovah God. Ruth is a good example of being totally surrendered to whatever God would have for her life. What does God want from you today? Maybe you need to start doing right by God. It starts by saying, I won't go back. Going forward is totally unknown, preacher. But I won't go back. The way may be unknown, preacher, but I'm going. Where I'm going to stay may be unknown, but I'm going. The people may be unknown, but I'm going. What God has for me may be unknown, but I'm going. The sacrifice may be unknown, but I'm going. I'm going. The dividends are far worth it to go forward and to go back. All to Jesus, I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. That's what Ruth did. She gave herself to the Lord. I won't go back. I can't go back. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. Let God speak to your heart today. Father, thank you once again for being a great God. Lord, thank you for the beautiful illustration you give us of Ruth and being encouraged to go back, yet still going on. Lord, being discouraged from going forward, still going on. Lord, being surrounded with another that went back and still going forward. Lord, being so tempted to go back, yet going on to unknown peoples, unknown lands, unknown lodging. Unknown death, possibly, unknown sacrifices, yet she went on. And Lord, how you blessed her life and gave her a lineage in the lineage of Christ, all because she went forward. Thank you so much for her example of faithfulness. God, help us to grab to that same example of faithfulness and against all odds go forward. Lord, I do pray for that One that say they're not sure that heaven is their home, that you'd work in and that heart and that life. Give them the assurance, Lord, and those that said, you know, I'm not gone back, but I'm sure been thinking about it. Lord, help them as well to be resolved like Ruth, not to go back. Say, there's nothing there for me but the old gods and the old people. There's nothing there for me. I must go forward. I can't go back. Lord, bring resolve in our lives to stand, not for this church, but for Jesus Christ. Give us resolve to go on for God's glory and his honor. Lord, help us to not turn back, regardless of what happens in our lives. Again, Lord, have your hands upon Gloria, her situation, and Lord, raise her back up. Thank you for loving us. Meet our need. Bring us back at the appointed time. Lord, for your honor, and we'll thank you for it. Max, Pastor White, if you would.